Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
And potentially three to a league that's fighting to get a champion in and nobody else. I don't know. That's why I'm saying I'm not going to your dumbass gender reveal party on Saturday. All right? There's too much at stake here. The future of the college football world is at stake this weekend. And I got to be locked in. I got to be dialed in. It's not an option. It's a mandate. Okay? It's not an option. It's a mandate. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. Let's take a look up and down the schedule for the weekend in both college and professional football. I'll give you some of my thoughts on the weekend's upcoming and more. Fan phone is open, 844-FAN-FONE, the renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone, 844-326-3663. If you'd like to get in here and react to Creed or me or anything else, if you'd like to just dump a little friendly smack talk onto the head of the rest of America, you're welcome to do that. You can text the text line at 71307, 71307. You can get at me on the email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. If you want to send me some thoughts, and at the Rob Brown Show on X, all the different ways for you to get in touch with the show. Let's take a break, come back, take a look at some college and NFL football next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The haters' ball rolls on. What are you hating on today? Is it your rival? It should be your rival. It's rivalry week. You guys should have been thinking about this for hours, for days, for weeks now. This is the one that we have all been waiting for. So now's your opportunity to just absolutely hate on everyone and everything. And it is very, very simple for you to do so. All you got to do is give us a call on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone at 844-326-3663. 3663 844 FANFONE. If you want to get at us in that direction, the text line is open. 71307. Start your text with FAN, 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 and we will read them on the show. You can get at us on the X at the Rob Brown Show or at the Fan Upstate. If you want to come in that direction, you can email me rob.brown at thefanupstate.com, rob.brown at thefanupstate.com. If you want to chat with us in that direction, you're welcome to do so. All the different ways for you to get in touch with the show. So we have talked so far this week. We're done in 45 minutes. But we have talked so far this week with John Blau of the Post and Courier about Clemson. We have talked with Lou Kessin of the Greenville News about the Clemson South Carolina game from the Gamecock perspective. What's our takeaway, our preview, our prognostication on this game? South Carolina is a 2.5-point dog on the road at Clemson. I will tell you what I think is the key to this game. What I think in the key to this game is the interior line on both sides of the football for both teams. I think that's where this game is ultimately won or lost. We can talk about Cade Klubnik and Lenora Sellers. Cade Klubnik has had some moments this season where the dude has looked like he was as advertised. He's also had some moments this year where he has looked like he's not quite sure how to handle the offensive line he's playing behind. Lenora Sellers, we had somebody text the show earlier in the day that said if Lenora Sellers hadn't gotten hurt against LSU, LSU loses that game, South Carolina's in the playoffs. And I'm not going to necessarily disagree. But the question that I asked then and the question that I ask now is very simple. Was Lenora Sellers at that point in the season the Lenora Sellers that he is now? And the answer to me is no. I don't think that he is then or that he was then what he is now. I think the development that this young man has shown, remember, if you go back a handful of weeks, one of my hot takes was that I did not believe that Lenora Sellers was being developed rapidly enough. He has. But I don't think it is Lenora Sellers that wins or loses this game for South Carolina. Lenora Sellers' ability to be Lenora Sellers, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, Lenora Sellers' ability to be Lenora Sellers is going to be dictated by whether or not South Carolina, across the offensive line, is able to hold their own against the front seven of Clemson. That's the ball game. If they give Lenora Sellers time to be Lenora Sellers, and before anybody starts screaming about how well if they get in the backfield, Rob Lenoris can just tuck and run. I don't disagree, provided you're winning the edge. Provided that you are creating a world in which your defensive ends are allowed to pin the ears back and just get up the field on the outside and set the edge of the pocket. How does that happen? Well, that happens with penetration across the middle. That happens with your defensive tackles demanding a world in which your offensive tackles for Clemson have to stay connected, right? Because if they're getting beat by the defensive tackles and your, and this is for both sides of the football, both sides of the football field, both teams. If your defensive tackles are wrecking the interior of the offensive lines of the other team in this competition, no matter which side you're talking about, if you are getting wrecked in that spot, do you know what ends up happening? What ends up happening in that spot is twofold. Either A, those defensive ends are having to stay tucked up. They can't get up the field and set the edge. They're having to set the edge at the space they're lined up. Because what you can't have is a spot where your guards are getting pushed off the football and natural holes are opening because your defensive ends are trying to get up the field. Now all of a sudden there is a gap consistently or on one or both sides of the football field. And between Phil Maffa and Raheem Sanders, you've got two running backs that are very good at being explosive, at hitting the hole, and at redirecting once they do. This game is won and lost in the interior of the line of scrimmage. To the point that I think the results of quarterback play, because I've heard some people putting the window dressing of this game on it's Shane Beamer's QB recruit versus Dabo Swinney's QB recruit. And obviously it's football. Your quarterback play matters. But your quarterback, whether you're talking about Sellers or Klubnik, your quarterback is not going to have a chance to get deep in their bag, as the kids say, of what they are capable of doing if the interior offensive line is getting blown up. The big boys win or lose this game. For Clemson, you know what your wide receivers are. You know what they are capable of when Klubnik's got time to sit back there and let the route tree develop, which I think is kind of what Clemson's pass game has been this year. It is about development. Can I get Bryant Wesco working across the field? I don't want to create a world in which he's only open if he's able to beat a defensive back. And I'm not saying he can't do it, but like, I don't want that to consistently be the requirement. I want to be able to give him time to develop the route, get across the field. Antonio Williams, a guy that I trust a little bit more on the nine route to get down the field, go get it. You know, let's get it down there. But again, what's the strength in that situation require? Cade Klubnik to have that 2.5, 3 full seconds to stand in the pocket, to see the development of the route, to see the defensive back get put in the back pocket, and then to drop a dime in the bucket over the shoulder. South Carolina, you win this game by preventing Cade Klubnik from having that opportunity. Clemson, you win this game by giving it to him. On the flip side, it's not just that Lenore Sellers can get out on the edge. He absolutely and obviously can. It is not that Clemson wins this game by setting the edge and keeping Lenore Sellers in the pocket. You do. You do. But it's also about making sure that a young man who has made some mistakes when the heat is on and he can't get out of the pocket. I go back to the interception he threw in the Missouri game. A 5-touchdown performance or 4-touchdown performance, whatever it was. But also that interception was nearly a backbreaker. How did they get that? Because Mizzou was playing very physical football and winning the line of scrimmage. They didn't remove Rocket Sanders from the game, but they limited what he was able to do. And when it got to the point that they weren't necessarily scared of Rocket Sanders any longer because their physical attack at the line of scrimmage was winning the game, it created a world where Lenore Sellers had to go win. Right? I think South Carolina wants to be in a spot. We talked with Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits earlier, and he said the philosophy of a great hockey coach when it comes to goaltending is, I don't need my goaltender to go out there and be a brick wall, stop every stop, win us the game. What I need him to do is go out there and be good enough that he gives our other guys an option to take over and win the game. I kind of feel that way in this spot about Lenore's. I don't need Lenore Sellers going out there and having the pressure put on him to win the game. That's what happened against Ole Miss. It didn't work. That's what happened against LSU. It didn't work. That's what happened against Alabama. It didn't work. What I need is for you to do what you did against Mizzou, which was specifically in the fourth quarter, which was create a world in which Lenore Sellers has options to figure out which is the path of least resistance, which is the path that I have the least ability, the least opportunity to make the back-breaking mistake. He did it against Alabama. We saw that. We saw it against Ole Miss. We didn't really get a chance to see it against LSU because obviously at that point he was hurt. He was injured. End of the first half, tried to come back out, second half, it didn't work out. I think for me, the takeaway is going to be, which of these two quarterbacks has more plays that they are not impacted by the guys that are trying to break up the line of scrimmage than plays that are impacted by guys across the line of scrimmage? Betting odds for this game kind of jumped around a little bit, not very much. Clemson favored by 2.5 at the house. The total is set at 49.5. It's a little bit higher than a lot of games. They expect some tutties in this game. Moneyline odds, Clemson minus 137, South Carolina plus 114 to win outright. You're catching South Carolina plus 2.5 at minus 106. You're catching Clemson minus 2.5 at minus 114. The odds are set to the under, minus 105 to the over, minus 115 to the under. I think I'm playing the over in this game. I think both of these teams are going to be able to put a couple of touchdowns up. Interesting. And again, I'm not telling you this so that you can run up to Cherokee, North Carolina and dump some money in the books. I'm telling you these numbers because they give you a pretty good indication early in where the Vegas outcome is. Remember, when the lines first drop, that's Vegas telling you what they think is going to happen. The closer you get to game time, the more that these odds are shifted to match up to the public. Against the spread, Clemson is 5-6 overall. South Carolina is 8-3. What does that mean? It means that Vegas, in their pregame prognostications, combined with the line shifts based on the money, Clemson has more often than not gotten credit from Las Vegas for being better than they are. South Carolina more often than not being 8-3 against the spread. South Carolina is not getting as much credit from Vegas for as good as they are. South Carolina is 4-0 against the spread on the road. What does that mean? It means that road games are not impacting South Carolina playing at their base level, right? You got to take into consideration, obviously, where and what those wins are, how big the point spreads were, et cetera, et cetera. But South Carolina on the road is better than Vegas gives them credit for. On the flip side, Clemson is 1-4 against the spread in their last five games. They are 3-3 against the spread at home this year. That means they are performing as Vegas believes they should at the house, but they are underperforming in the five games leading up to this. Clemson is 6-3 against the spread in their last nine home games. South Carolina, 5-0 against the spread in their last five road games. Clemson, however, against South Carolina, is 5-2 against their spread in the last seven. Carolina is 4-2 against the spread in its last six road games at Clemson. South Carolina, according to the Vegas numbers, for what they are worth, South Carolina is overperforming against the Vegas expectations. Now, keep in mind, Vegas, like the rest of us, have just started in the past 5 or 6 weeks to recognize what South Carolina actually is accomplishing, what they are doing, who they are. But Vegas adjusts to that reality faster than any of us do, because they got millions of billions of dollars on the line for it. South Carolina is consistently overperforming. Clemson is either performing at the mark or under it over and all. The majority of bettors, although a slight majority, the majority of the money and the bets are coming in on Clemson. 52% of bets to win the game and cover the spread are on Clemson. 48% of the wagers are coming in on South Carolina to either win or lose by less than a field goal. The projected score in this game is somewhere in the neighborhood of 24-26, 24-27 in favor of Clemson. I am going with Carolina. I am going with Carolina, and it is for one reason. Because the front seven of Carolina, I think, harass Cade Klubnik, and Cade Klubnik, who can run, but really doesn't show it until the end of games, that has been something, and this is not me, that has been something that Dabo Swinney has complained about, that Cade Klubnik is hesitant to put his head down, to put the ball away, and to take off running. He said that to me in the preseason, back at ACC Media Days when we had Dabo on. He was like, look, we got to convince this kid to run the football. He can run. We got to talk him into it. He did it against Pitt. Tucked that thing away, went 50 for a tutty to win the game. The problem is a lot of those runs are off the edge. Where is South Carolina's defense the best? It's off the edge. It's Stewart and Kennard. It's off the edge. They set the edge, which means that the guys on the inside of the South Carolina defense, the guys on the inside of the defense are a little bit more able to keep an eye on Cade Klubnik. If he wants to run up the middle of the gut, I feel a lot better. I feel like there is a better opportunity for Lenore Sellers, who is a better natural runner, to extend plays than Cade Klubnik. And in a game where I absolutely and entirely believe it is a field goal game, I absolutely and entirely this game may be one of those he who hath the ball last wins kind of games. And if it's going to be that dirty and messy, and I do think that it will, if it's going to be that dirty and messy, I am going to take the team that has a better outside the pocket extending plays, using his legs as both a weapon and a last case escape, and the team that has the better defensive line. And right now, that's South Carolina. I'm going to go South Carolina to cover the 2.5. I have not talked myself in the outside or in the outright win yet. But as far as we are talking about here on the radio pick in this game, I'm going to pick South Carolina on the road. I think they have been playing better and tougher teams. I think they are more solidified as a squad right now than Clemson is. I think that Lenore Sellers has the opportunity to outperform Cade Klubnik on the ground. And I think since the defensive lines and the big nasties are my key to this game, I'm going to pick the Gamecocks to end up winning this thing. Let's take a break. We'll come back, do the final segment, look at some of the NFL games of the weekend when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show wrapping up for the day, wrapping up for the week. I want to tell all of you before we get up out of here for the day, I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. I hope that you get the opportunity to spend it with friends and family, the people that you love. And I want to tell all of you that I am eternally grateful to you guys. I've said this before, but I'll say it again, because why not be sappy on the way out the door for a four-day weekend, right? Before I got this gig, Rob Brown was not in a great spot, all right? I went to Jacksonville. I think I've told the story before, but right around Christmas time, in Jacksonville, I got into a spot where I found out that a young lady that I was seeing had, shall we say, taken another male suitor at the time. I lost my dog. I lost not one, but two jobs. Like, I was not in a great way. And I ended up on a phone call with Mark Ryan. He put me in touch with Mark Hendricks and Steve Sinicropi up here. I came up, I auditioned, and I said, this is where I am supposed to be. This is where I want to be. I busted my behind to get this gig, and I did. And I know that I'm an outsider. I know that I came from a different place. And I know that because I've been turned down for jobs many, many times because of it. I know that, you know, you want somebody on the radio who is from the area, who knows the community. And I acknowledged even during my audition, I had never even been here before. I'd never been close to here. I've been to Asheville a couple times, and that was about as close as I had gotten. And so I came up here, I got the gig, and I said, I know I'm an outsider. I know I'm going to learn about your community, but I want you to know I'm diving into that. Okay, I want to be an upstater. I want to be from this area. I want to call this place home. And I dove in. And just because someone does that does not mean that they get automatically accepted into the community. I feel wildly accepted by this community. And I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for that. I have made some of my best friends on the planet from this community. I met my wife in this community. I consider myself an upstater before all else. And I cannot explain to you, I cannot illustrate to you how grateful I am that you guys have, as a whole have accepted me, not just into the sports community of upstate South Carolina, but into the community at large of upstate South Carolina. It has been coming up on 5 best years of my life. And I have all of you to thank for that, because you could have absolutely rejected me. You could have said another outsider. We don't want it, right? We want somebody who's grown up around here, who is invested. You gave me the opportunity to prove to you that I want to be here, that I love this place, that I am invested in this place. I've told you before, who the hell knows what is happening next for any of us? What I can tell you is this. If I am ever to leave the upstate of South Carolina, it will be because somebody puts an offer on the table that when I tell you guys where I'm going, you go, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Jacob said, Rob, you sound like you're leaving. Please don't be leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I am here. I am locked in. And again, if I ever was to go somewhere, it is solely because somebody put an offer on the table that is so good for me and my family that I cannot say no, and that even you guys would look and go, yeah, I got it. I'd take that too, right? I don't plan on going anywhere. I love this place. I am not actively looking for a place to go because I want to be here. I want to thank Steve and Mark Kendricks, who took a shot on me, who took a shot on a cat they had never heard of before, never met before, and gave me the opportunity to come up here and prove myself to this community. I will be eternally grateful to the two of them for taking the risk on me. I want to thank our buddies Chris and Mark over in engineering. Those two guys are at beck and call. Chris Evans is off this week, and yet this man has been putting up with my bullcrap for 2 days. My computer's broke. My this is broke. My that is broke. And he has been there for me. I appreciate the folks behind the scenes who make this and the rest of Odyssey Upstate tick, who make everything we need to work. I am eternally grateful to them. I am grateful to Lonzo, who has been nothing less than an ideal partner in crime for what we are trying to build here on the show. I want to thank Tim Snow and Ben and all the other producers that are willing and able to step up when we need something, whether it's to come in and fill in or to help us make content that we need to make. I appreciate the hard work of every one of the folks who shows up here and don't get near the amount of glory that they should for the product that we are putting out. But again, most importantly of all, I want to thank every single one of you guys. I want to thank every one of you because you gave me the opportunity to come here, to become a part of this community, to ingrain myself into this community. You gave me the opportunity to prove that I love it here and that I want to be here and that I'm going to do the best work I can do for you guys. And had you not done that, I could have been like a gazillion other radio hosts in a gazillion other markets and shown up and given you my best and had to go into the boss's office a couple of weeks later and go, I'm just not meant to be here. The people don't want me here. I've seen it happen before. Where somebody shows up and they are just not accepted. And it doesn't work. You guys have accepted me. You have embraced me. If nothing else, you gave me the opportunity to prove that I want to be here, that I want to be involved, that I want to help this community grow. And because of that, I am grateful to all of you. So as we get set to go celebrate and enjoy Thanksgiving, I just wanted to take a minute to tell all of you how grateful I am to you for allowing me the opportunity to become a part of this community, to become a voice in it. And I promise you that as long as I am here, and I have no plans on going anywhere, that as long as I am here, I will continue every day to work and grow this show, to work and grow this station, and to work and grow the sports community of upstate South Carolina. If I can ever do anything for any of you, please feel free. Send me an email, give us a call, drop me a line on X, whatever I can do to help. I'm happy to do it because you guys have allowed me to become someone in this community, and I will never take that for granted, and I will never stop being thankful for it. So thank you all very much for that. And with all of that sappy bullcrap out of the way, enjoy Rivalry Weekend. Tell somebody wearing your rival's colors today how much they suck. Let's go have some fun, shall we? Lonzo and I will be back on Monday to run you through the results of Rivalry Weekend, to run you through the NFL weekend as we inch ever closer to the playoffs in both college and professional football. And we will again begin to start to turn our attention over towards the National Basketball Association as things are beginning to get very interesting on that front as well. I want to thank my guy Ben for filling in this week, for the great one Lonzo, pushing all the buttons and keeping us on the straight and narrow. I want to thank all of you for listening these last 3 days, and we will see you all back here on Monday. Have a tremendous Thanksgiving. Enjoy your weekend. Do not drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face, and we'll see you back here Monday to do it all over again, but better, on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. See you Monday. Later.
Ooh, yeah.